dad is watching these pictures with us. This is a landmark occasion, isn't it, for both Iraq and Iran, Jim?
It is indeed. It's the first time Iraq, since the downfall of Saddam Hussein, has had a proper presidential visit with all the panoply that you're seeing now. President Talabani, who you see there on the right of the picture, has not received a guest of this level. Of course, President Bush is the only other world leader of this stature to have been here. He came in with no fanfare whatsoever. It was all kept under wraps until he was here. He stayed at an American military base where Iraqi politicians had to go out and see him. So this for Iraq is a very big occasion. For both countries, of course, it's also a major landmark because it's the first time an Iranian president has ever been here. They didn't have presidents before the Islamic Revolution in 1979. And since then, of course, Iraq invaded Iran in 1980. They plunged into 8 years of war. So what now you're seeing is the crowning of a kind of reconciliation process between the two countries. Ironically, of course, made possible by the Americans who removed Saddam Hussein 5 years ago, opening the way for a normalization of ties between the two countries, which is now, as I say, coming to its climax here. The Americans will be watching this visit very closely. They still, of course, control the country basically, although, of course, the Iraqi armed forces are also very much in evidence. And this is very much an Iraqi affair. Mr. Ahmadinejad was brought from the airport to the presidential complex here by Mr. Talabani's own cavalcade, as it were. The Americans were not involved. He will have been whisked through their checkpoints, and he will not be going to the, as far as I understand, to the heavily guarded Green Zone, which, of course, is guarded by the Americans, so he will not have the embarrassment of going directly through American checkpoints. As I say, the Americans watching very closely. They're saying they hope that this visit will, as it were, bring Iran's actual practices into line with their policies. They say they're very supportive of the Iraqi government, but according to the Americans, they've been hand in glove with some of the most extreme Shiite militias, providing them with all kinds of weapons and so on. This is what the Americans say, despite their supposed support for the Iraqi government. So what the Americans are hoping is that this visit, as well as sealing ties between the two countries, will actually make the Iranians live up to their promises of support for the new Iraqi government.
And of course, President Ahmadinejad represents a Shiite nation, a Shiite-dominated nation, as indeed does the new government of Iraq. So presumably Shiites within Iraq will welcome today's visit.
I would say in general that is the case, that the Shiites have been in a sense lifted to power. They are 60% of the population here. They had been largely suppressed or kept in very secondary political position under Saddam Hussein. Now that there is this Iraqi-style democracy, they are the biggest faction in parliament. They control the prime minister's office, which is the executive power, and they have a vice president and so on. So, of course, President Talabani, who you now see receiving Mr. Ahmadinejad, is a Kurd, and they also have been, as it were, empowered. And it's the Sunnis who've lost out, at least that's certainly how they feel. And among the Sunni community, there are certainly many voices who are very hostile to this visit. They see Iran as a continuing source of problems here for support, because of its support, as they see it, for Shiite militias who've killed many Sunnis. So it's not hard to find people on the streets here who are very critical of this visit, because they regard Iran as a major problem here, a major troublemaker. And of course, Mr. Ahmadinejad himself, who has a background in the Revolutionary Guards, as a kind of symbol of that troublemaking capacity.
And also watching these pictures with us is our correspondent John Lyon, who's in Tehran, the Iranian capital. This is a major event as well for Iranians, not least, John, because of the amount of exchange that's now arisen between Iran and Iraq.
Well, of course, there are close ties because some of the holiest Shiite Muslim shrines are in Iraq. So many Iranians are now traveling to Iraq, and also Iraqis, particularly Shiite Muslim Iraqis, coming to Iran for religious pilgrimages and also to get away from the troubles of Iraq. So there are close ties between the country. There were even over many years. And I think President Ahmadinejad now will be absolutely delighted with these sort of pictures that we're showing live, and we've been live across the region, because his message is Iran is the solution and not the problem. And here he is lots of smiles, lots of handshakes, and he would like to think that shows that Iran is solving problems in Iraq. For example, Iran always insists that it is the country succeeding in trading with Iraq, in building roads and schools and hospitals. Now, the accusation against Iran is that it's playing a double game. On the face of it, yes, they're all friends and smiles with the Iraqi government, but actually they have an interest in keeping them off balance by supporting the insurgency at the same time. And President Ahmadinejad hopes these pictures tell a very different story.
Indeed, the political connections between the Iraqi leadership, the new Iraqi leadership, and Iran go back a long time and are very deep.
Well, of course. I mean, for example, the Americans accuse elements of the Revolutionary Guard of now supporting the elements of the insurgency in Iraq. Well, there were links there developed during the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s. You had the Badr Brigades, now a big force in Iraq. They were almost hosted by Iran and joined Iran in attacking Iraq. So there have been long ties, long historic ties. I think the Shiite Muslims and certainly a large chunk of the population in Iraq would say those are friendly ties and ties that helped them during Saddam Hussein's rule when, as they saw, he certainly didn't give the Shiite Muslims a fair deal in Iraq.
And going back to Jim in Baghdad, Jim Muir, our correspondent, it's almost as if the elephant in the room is the United States, obviously with great difficulty in relations with Iran. How is President Ahmadinejad going to avoid coming into contact with U.S. security forces?
Well, basically, my understanding is that he will spend most of his time where you see him now, at the complex of President Jalal Talabani, which is outside the green zone. Therefore, he won't be passing through the very tight American security that you have to go through to get into the green zone, where most of the government offices and, of course, the American embassy and other Western embassies are housed. So that potential source of friction should not be there. He was brought, as I said earlier, directly from the airport by the president's own motorcade. So he will have been just whisked through on that route, which has been closed off for the next 24 hours. So there won't be the public there. Now, my understanding is that, in fact, originally this was planned as a four-day, or certainly what the Iranians wanted, was a four-day visit, during which he wanted to go to Basra, to the holy Shiite places at Najaf and Karbala, to Samarra, where there's a very major Shiite shrine north of Baghdad, and to Iraqi Kurdistan. Now, that just simply didn't happen because of the logistic and, above all, security implications. It would have been very difficult for him to do that trip without having to work with the Americans, who control Iraqi airspace. And it's worth noting that as he flew in his own jet, there were American warplanes in the skies, obviously not threatening, but keeping an eye on things and in the whole area. So, as I say, the Americans are watching this very closely. They obviously could have blocked it if they'd wanted to, but that would have been entailed political problems with the Iraqi government. But they must be feeling a bit perhaps out of joint, because let's face it, this is the first major visit to Iraq since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein by the Americans, and it is an Iranian president here. No Arab president, none of America's allies in the region, the Saudis, the Jordanians, the Kuwaitis, the Egyptians, none of them have been here. None of them even have an active an active embassy here, and that's something the Americans are really very concerned about.
Okay, for now, Jim Muir, our correspondent in Baghdad, thank you very much indeed. And, of course, to John Line, our correspondent in Tehran, thank you very much for